We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minguaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Minguaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS.
And our newest editions in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, and in Limbe and its environs, channel 24 on SiatSat.
In Mongolia, in Hood Province, channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. In Edenet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tenga Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimero Cable TV. In Sukh Batur Si Ling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahan Ulz Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Marin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In today's news, Cambodia has a 3-year agreement to export organic rice to Germany. In cultural news, Suriname, as well as Bosnia and Herzegovina, celebrate their national days today. In education news, a Tanzanian high school helps visually impaired students. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 25th, begins Hajj, the largest annual pilgrimage in the world, in which approximately 2 million Muslims journey to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. As explained in the Five Pillars of Islam, it is a duty every Muslim must carry out once during his or her lifetime if possible. Before reaching Mecca, many rituals are performed to prepare and purify oneself.
The Holy Mosque or Masjid al-Haram in Mecca is the central point of the Hajj and is considered by Muslims to be the holiest place on earth.
As part of the ceremony, Muslim devotees circle Kaaba, which is located in the Holy Mosque, 7 times. May our Muslim brothers and sisters be graced with Allah's immense blessings during this Holy Hajj.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Bulgaria. Unrelenting precipitation in early November caused the Bistritsa River to burst its banks, triggering floods in southwestern Bulgaria. Residences and other structures suffered damage in villages around the town of Petrik.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked on November 10th that our Native Association members please go help and comfort any victims desperately in need. She also said that funds were available for reimbursement.
In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent request for updates, the following is our Bulgarian Association's report via Foreign Group.
November 21st, 2009, Most Compassionate Master, regarding flood in Bulgaria. We have checked 3 most affected villages. Fortunately, there were no reports of injuries nor severe damages to homes. Villagers are still recovering from the shock, but everyone is safe. We thank Master for her loving concern for the Bulgarian people. With love, Association members in Bulgaria.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded as follows. Thank you, angels, for the more pacifying news. I'm still praying for your people. Qinghai.
We are appreciative to Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to convey this information with our global audience and thank our foreign group for these details. Our gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted care for the flood-stricken people of Bulgaria. With the grace of the Providence, may such calamities be eased as we foster gentler, uplifting lifestyles.
Heavy monsoon rains sweep Thailand and Malaysia with floods. In Thailand's southwestern provinces, at least 2 people perished in floods, and up to 1 million people were thought to be affected on Monday, November 23rd, as many regions were inundated. Thai Prime Minister Abhisit Wechachiva is dispatching aid to the afflicted regions, including 36,000 kilograms of rice.
Meanwhile, Malaysian officials sent assistance as more than 12,000 villagers were evacuated to relief centers when parts of Kelantan and Terengganu states were flooded. Several major roads were closed due to landslides, and the flooding also triggered a cholera outbreak that has already cost 1 life. These same regions are still recovering from storms that struck 2 weeks ago, with loss of lives in both countries and thousands displaced.
Upon hearing of the earlier disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her much troubled heart and prayers, immediately pledging $10,000 for the most vulnerable in Thailand and saying that funds were available as needed for Malaysia.
The donated amount could obtain $55,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living.
Thai Prime Minister Wei Tachua, Malaysian officials, and all rescue personnel, we appreciate your timely life-saving initiatives. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's thoughtful care of the Thai and Malaysian people. Our condolences for the lives lost as we pray for the flood-affected people to smoothly resume their daily lives and that such weather extremities are minimized through our greater consideration of each other and the planet.
Downpours flood Indonesia. On Sunday, November 22nd, heavy rains in Aceh province on northern Sumatra Island triggered flash floods and left the area submerged in up to 2 meters of water. Nearly 50,000 people had to leave their homes as landslides buried a number of houses, leaving 3 missing in Silalahi 3 village. Aceh's health ministry has set up medical posts to offer assistance throughout the province. On central Java Island, a landslide damaged over 50 houses and blocked access to 2 villages. Central Java's Disaster Handling Agency stated that funds are available for those affected by natural disaster. Our thankfulness all Indonesian agencies and personnel for your quick support of the flood affected. We pray for the protection of the Indonesian people and the safe return of those missing, as well as the restoration of residents' productive everyday lives. May our delicate ecosphere be rebalanced as we all care more kindly for our environment.
Torrential rains and heavy snows take a toll on Turkey. As a result of heavy flooding on Saturday, November 21st, in northeastern Turkey, at least 4 people lost their lives in landslides and overflowing rivers. Several homes collapsed in the coastal city of Trabzon, as well as Düzköy and Yaglader, with rescuers still searching for survivors. The neighboring province of Riz was struck by heavy snowfall, and 18 people were rescued on roads that had been closed by avalanches after being stranded for nearly 40 hours. Several government officials traveled to Trabzon to offer their assistance. Turkish officials, we are grateful for your prompt aid. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones as we wish the storm-afflicted a swift recovery of their productive daily lives and pray that humanity's benevolence may ease disasters as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japanese engineer freed in Yemen. On Monday, November 23rd, Japanese engineer Takeo Mashimo spoke with the press after his release from detainment in the Sana'a Governorate since November 15th. Sana'a's governor, Numan Duid, stated that tribal chiefs helped negotiate his release. Mr. Mashimo, who had been supervising the construction of a school when he went missing, said he was thankful for the efforts to secure his freedom. We join in appreciation, tribal elders and Yemeni officials, for your assistance in ensuring the safe return of Mr. Takeo Mashimo, wishing him many celebrations of life in the loving company of families and friends.
Singaporeans love new loving heart. The Bukit Merah Hill in southern Singapore is the spot for the country's third loving heart. The first two opened earlier this year at Suntec City Mall and Park Lane Shopping Mall. Customers share with us what they think of Loving Heart's one-of-a-kind vegan cuisine.
I come here to eat every other day.
This is the first time in Singapore I find so good food, a pure vegetarian dishes and everything. Really amazing food over here.
With a rainbow of rice, noodles, soup, snacks, and beverages served fresh daily, Loving Hut caters to Singapore's culturally diverse population.
I like all the dishes here.
As an extension of the earth-saving veg trend, Loving Hut International Enterprise was first encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai. Every dish served is not only a satisfying meal, but also a part of the message from Supreme Master Qinghai to be veg, go green, save the planet. A message many Singaporeans readily support.
Vegetarian is a healthy food. It prevents you from diseases and it consumes less resources on our earth. So for our objective of go green and save the planet, it is very important and apt.
Love for the environment, it's my number one priority as well.
Hooray for Loving Hut, and kudos to people in Singapore and around the globe for supporting the compassionate lifestyle. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has invited the world to share in expressing their love for all beings and the planet through Loving Hut. Let's all be veg, go green, and save the planet at every scrumptious vegan mealtime.
Man's life rediscovered after 23 years. Following a near-fatal automobile accident at age 22, Belgian Rom Huben was completely paralyzed, with testing at that time suggesting that he was in a coma. Thanks to advancements in brain imaging technology, Belgian neurologist Dr. Stephen Loris was able to correctly diagnose Mr. Huben's condition as one in which the brain is actually completely alert.
Mr. Huben now communicates with one finger and a special touchscreen on his wheelchair. In recalling his situation, he said that during the time he was thought to be in a vegetative state, he dreamed his existence away as the only thing he could do, but that he gratefully owes his life to his family. Recent brain scanning studies performed by Dr. Loris and Belgium's Coma Science Group on the vegetative or comatose state have detected varying levels of consciousness in up to 40% of the patients.
Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Loris and colleagues, for your work, as we also convey our thankfulness for the steadfast faith of Mr. Huben's family, wishing for many more such advancements that allow us to further celebrate the preciousness of all life.
Save our planet. Earth on path to warm by a disastrous 6 degrees Celsius. A comprehensive new study by the Global Carbon Project, or GCP, indicates that between 2000 and 2008, atmospheric carbon emissions rose by an alarming 29%. If continued, humanity will face a temperature increase of 6 degrees Celsius by as early as this century. The findings of the study were corroborated by a report from the United Kingdom's Met Office, funded by the European Commission, which also forecasts steep temperature increases for Europe that would impact food production, industry, and direct human survival.
Forecasts include sweltering summer heat waves that could kill thousands, as they did in 2003, along with staple crops that would succumb to pests or simply not grow. Floods and extreme storms would continue to increase, with physical and mental health costs, along with their financial burden. Furthermore, in the Arctic region, temperatures could rise by up to 10 degrees Celsius, causing massive permafrost melt and release of greenhouse gases that would easily trigger unstoppable global warming. Leading scientists of both studies emphasized that this devastating potential is another signal of the need for strong commitments from world leaders at the coming Copenhagen Climate Conference.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Global Carbon Project, Met Office, and European Commission, for these real and important forecasts that could seriously affect us all. May government leaders and co-citizens hasten to halt the worst scenarios by making the most effective lifestyle choices today.
In a September 2009 video conference with environmental and health experts in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai reiterated her assurance that disastrous climate changes are avoidable and, through right actions, even repairable.
I would say that the most serious one is the frightening prospect of runaway global warming. The frightening aspect that nations will not do enough to stop it. This irreversible effect we want to avoid at all costs, especially since it may not be as far away as we would like to think. But I would say the most hopeful is that more and more people are becoming aware of the real solution, which is to be veg. The more people who eliminate meat and indeed all animal products from their life, the more we have a chance to save the planet, and not only that, to actually restore our earthly home to her original grace and beauty, and even more so, more beautiful, more abundant, more peace, more gladness than what we have known up to now.
Save our planet. U.S. pledges funds for forest conservation. At an event hosted by His Royal Highness Prince Charles, the United States pledged $275 million to protect biodiversity and tropical forests in developing countries as part of an effort to support sustainable development and curb global warming. According to U.S. Ambassador Louis Sussman, a majority of the funds would go towards the Amazon and Congo basins in South America and Africa. Our accolades, Your Excellencies, and heaven bless United States for your contribution to saving the tropical forests and inhabitants' lives. We look forward to more and more such sustaining measures to stabilize our planet for present and future generations.
Save Our Planet. The National Wild Turkey Federation partners with American Electric Power, one of the largest electric companies in the U.S., to create the Energy for Wildlife program that will protect natural turkey habitats on lands owned by the power company.
Save Our Planet. Cities like Cartagena, Colombia, and others along the Caribbean coastal zone are already feeling the impact of climate change as sea levels rise more each year, with urban development plans having to change to accommodate the encroaching waters.
Save Our Planet. Australian scientists come together in urging for a government plan to address the threat of global warming to the Murray-Darling River Basin, now on the brink of collapse, with birds and fish populations threatened and water contaminated by salination.
Hello, it's Beauty the Blue Butterfly here. I'm following a delicious plant-based diet. Today, I'm going to share a tip on the importance of good posture. Do you know that sitting properly is healthy for you? It helps prevent neck and back pain because your body is aligned. Correct posture also reduces your chances of getting headaches or feeling fatigued. Plus, it makes it easier to breathe. Make sure you have a chair with the back support you need and sit up straight with your knees at hip level. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In world news, Cambodia plans to export organic rice to Germany. 100 tons of organic jasmine rice will be shipped to the European nation in January 2010 as part of a three-year trade agreement. Another 150 tons will be purchased by Germany in 2011 and an additional 200 tons in 2012. 8,000 farmers in seven Cambodian provinces will benefit from the arrangement. Our thankfulness, Cambodia and Germany, for working together to make earth-friendly organic produce more widely available. May all people soon adopt a nutritious organic vegan diet for a flourishing humanity and planet.
In cultural news, today, November 25th, is the National Day of Suriname and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Suriname observed its independence gain in 1975. Located in northern South America, it is a country of diverse cultures, traditions, and religions. The Central Suriname Nature Reserve is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The scenic 1.6 million hectare of primary tropical rainforest contains over 5,000 types of plants and 400 bird species. Bosnia and Herzegovina celebrates its re-establishment of statehood in 1943. Situated in southeastern Europe, it is the birthplace of two Nobel Prize winners. Mr. Ivo Andreas was honored with the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1961, and Dr. Vladimir Prelog received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1975. May the kind citizens of Suriname and Bosnia-Herzegovina enjoy a wonderful national day in the loving company of friends and family. Up next on Noteworthy News, a high school in Tanzania makes special efforts to help visually impaired students. We'll take a drink of fresh juice, don't go too far. More elevating news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In education news, a Tanzanian high school helps the visually impaired succeed. Muvumi Secondary School, south of Tanzania's capital, Dodoma, provides special assistance to blind students. In the evening, after attending a regular day school, nine blind students team up with sighted students, who read them the notes taken during classes. The blind pupils then type the content on a braille machine. Homework, which is also completed on the machines, is later transcribed by the teacher for the visually impaired, Mr. Ernest Mubilu, into handwriting which can be submitted to the classroom teacher. Faraji, a friend of Sos Peter, one of the blind students, said, "I enjoy helping Sos Peter." As for his future plans, Sos Peter would like to become a lawyer. Our heartfelt appreciation, Muvumi Secondary School, for your devotion to your students. May all youngsters be blessed with the guidance of caring teachers and friendship of loyal companions.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Polish entitled Good Collateral.
Do warszawskiego banku wchodzi mężczyzna i prosi o pożyczkę 5500 zł na okres 3 tygodni. Pracownik bankowy zapytał, jakie ma zabezpieczenie. Mężczyzna odpowiada: Mam Rolls-Royce'a, niech go pan zatrzyma, aż spłacę pożyczkę. Tutaj są klucze. Pracownik bankowy szybko wprowadził samochód do bankowego podziemia, aby go bezpiecznie zaparkować i dał petentowi 5500 zł. Po 3 tygodniach człowiek wraca do banku, spłaca 5500 zł, które pożyczył, plus 30 zł odsetek, po czym odbiera swojego Rolls-Royce'a. Pracownik banku pyta go: Proszę pana, czy mogę pana zapytać, dlaczego ktoś, kto jeździ Rolls-Royce'em, musi pożyczać 5500 zł? Człowiek odpowiada: Musiałem wyjechać do USA na 3 tygodnie, a gdzie indziej zaparkowałbym Rolls-Royce'a na tak długo za 30 zł?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master Shinghai's message has suddenly reached me. In fact, I am deeply moved to tears and all. For years, I'd unknowingly been in commercial, large-scale poultry keeping. Here, I've realized the mistakes, and deep in me, I'm repentant. And wholeheartedly, I've determined to immediately quit from poultry keeping and all sorts of animal cruelty and be vegan. Warmest regards to Supreme Master Shinghai for this urgent, universal message of salvation. Thanks a lot, Kamal, from Benghazi, Libya.
Pure-hearted Kamal, it is such a blessing that Supreme Master Qinghai's message of compassion for all beings has reached you. The innocent birds thank you and the earth is very grateful. Enjoy the delicious vegan diet and please help share the essential information that only the plant-based diet can save our planet. With heaven's love and illumination to you and your lovely co-citizens of Libya.
Supreme Master Qinghai has a personal reply for you, blessed Kamal. In the name of heaven and all the loving animals in the world, and with tears of gladness, I salute you, my love. And may you be enjoying happiness as you've granted these to others. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be radiant in love and light.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a conference with Serbian President Boris Tadic in Berlin, Germany, German Chancellor Angela Merkel voices support for Serbia's plans to apply for European Union membership.
A survey conducted in 14 countries by research institute RTI International and Harris Interactive finds that 74% of smoking employees and 87% of employers support a smoke-free workplace.
The I Can Depend on Myself project in Kuwait holds training courses ranging from cooking to glass painting to assist nearly 2,000 less fortunate women in acquiring the necessary skills to become self-sustaining.
During his visit to Singapore, Finnish Prime Minister Matti Vanhanen meets with Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong to discuss enhancing the country's economic and social ties.
Following 2 years of campaigning by animal advocacy groups and celebrities like Sir Roger Moore, Selfridges, one of the UK's largest supermarket chains, agrees to remove foie gras from its shelves.
President of Paraguay, Fernando Lugo, announces a project to develop and provide aid for the country's Chaco region, affected by a seven-month drought.
Rare mosaic work dating back to the Byzantine era and portraying animals, plants, and geometric shapes has been discovered in the Alcashra Hill area west of Ezer City in Syria.
During his visit to Moscow, Russia, Germany's new foreign minister, Guido Westerwelle, highlights his country's commitment to cooperative relations.
A team of Cuban and Uruguayan eye care specialists provide more than 12,000 free surgeries for the less fortunate at the Jose Marti Eye Clinic in Montevideo, Uruguay.
During a forum on China Formosa or Taiwan trade, renowned Chinese economist Gao Shan Quan recommends creating a free trade zone as a foundation for greater bilateral peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.